the next hour, join me, Pavlina, for great Ukrainian music and more here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
There are Ukrainians in the house tonight. We got one or two over there. All right, a little bit of a polka there for you folks. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Some ohonka. Put some in, come. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, and when you wish, you could eat one pickled fish. Maybe cabbage roll, borode, kabasa. Maybe bowl of borscht and polka, zakuska polka. She's very fine. Sometime we dance, sometime we dine, sometime we drink too much wine. But zakuska, good anytime. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Some ahunka, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Now listen to this Prince Edward Islander play here. And dance, and when you wish, you could eat one pickled fish. Maybe cabbage roll, koroe, kabasa. Maybe bowl of borscht and polka, zakuska polka. She's very fine. Sometime we dance, sometime we dine, sometime we drink too much wine. But zakuska, good anytime. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Some ahunka, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Zakuska.
And that was Canadian musical legend Stompin' Tom Connors, recently departed just on March 6th, passed away at the age of 77 from kidney failure, and his memorial was held on March 13th in Peterborough, Ontario, near his home where he settled. Originally from the East Coast and beloved right across the country, very famous for prolific tunes all about Canada, most well known perhaps the hockey song, and Saturday Sudbury, another Sudbury Saturday Night, and also here on Nash Holos, the Zakuska Polka, which he composed for the Ukrainian community, of which he was also quite fond, will be very, very, very much missed, but he did leave us a musical legacy which will live on. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Makori, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe, very seasonal recipe, and that will be for Easter beets and horseradish, as Easter is coming up in just a few short weeks on the Gregorian calendar anyway. As well, we've got Keith Perron with Ukraine News Outlook and part two of our chat with Steve Andrusiak of Rushnichuk, and as well, we'll be hearing from Brian Cherwick, formerly of the Kubasonics and now in Newfoundland. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we started out with somebody from Eastern Canada, which is well known for its Gaelic music. And speaking of which, March 17th is, of course, St. Patrick's Day. So our music on today's program will be a lot of it will be a nod to our Irish cousins and those who are celebrating with them, wearing a bit of green, whether they have Irish blood or just an Irish heart. So, coming up next, a group from New York that goes by the name of Scythian, and it is very much a Ukrainian-Irish fusion-sounding group. It consists of a couple of Ukrainian guys, two brothers by the name of Alexander and Danilo Federica, a couple of non-Ukrainians that go by the name of Joseph Crosby and Michael Onula. And I hope that's pronounced correctly. At any rate, they've got two or three CDs out. We've got a couple of them. And this next number is from their first Volume 1 live CD. And this is a song that is also very much a fusion song. You will recognize a Ukrainian kolomeka and an Irish jig in there. And they also have a bit of a dance lesson, sort of a cheater version of a polka. If you don't know how to polka, you can still have fun in a pinch. So here they are now, Scythian, with a song called New York Girls. And keep your ears open and see if you can recognize that Ukrainian kolomeka snuck in there. Here they are now, Scythian and New York Girls.
It is St. Patrick's Day! You guys ready to dance? All right, this next little song is going to require you guys to do a polka. You don't really know how to do a polka, it's okay. It's easy to cheat. All you gotta do is hop up and down on one foot. You got two of them, all right? So here we go, let's start with your left. To your left. To your right. 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 Ho!
Last July, I met a crew who asked my trainer, Sailor John, says I. To Tiffany's, I took her. I did it by an expense. I bought a jewel bearing. It cost me 50 cents. Sailed away next morn. Don't mess around with New York girls, you're safer off Cape Horn. So wrap my rags around me and to the docks did a stare. I'll never court another maid.
Wasn't that a party? just open up. Wonderful, Romsky, vodka, Yana is my potremmine and daughter-in-law. Hawaiian football, cheek, crooked, chow.
Kobasu, поклал на голову, мені все здавало, що хтось під столом, він балакав сивим котом, і все защурив, його запісла пал, а той кіт загасив світла, а того парні, чи я ж завидів, чим і помня пішов. Що завидів мого сусіда, що він там сосну поров.
Може, то горілка, може, то вино, може, то ромський водка, я не знаю, котре мене вдарило. Голова як футбол, всі крутяться. Кажу,
поліцмани приїхали, як відтворив я ті двері, баби кричали, як малпи. Взяли поліцмани, нас дочупив. Кажуть, будете тут сидіти 4 дні, або може 3, а суддя нас задурив. І 30 днів взяв доложив, а то був партій,
може, то горілка, може, то вино, може, то ромський водка, я не знаю, котре мене вдарило. Голова як футбол, чи крутиться, кажу, ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, а то був партій, може, то вино.
And a hit, very big hit from 1980 or so by the Irish Rovers. And that Ukrainianized version that you heard was done by the Ukrainian Old Timers, who else, of Winnipeg. And that is from their CD by the same name, Wasn't That a Party? And of course, you heard a little bit of the original opening up for the Ukrainian Old Timers in that tune. Well, we're going to slow things down a little bit because it's been a lot of partying, a lot of dancing, and some people are observing Lent and aren't dancing, so we're going to slow things down a little bit. We've got coming up next, closer to home, very close to home, and this is another dear departed musician by the name of Roman Butsirku. He used to be a street musician, a busker on the streets of Vancouver with his beautiful bandura. He did make a couple of recordings, and this is from a CD that was made posthumously by his family, and here he is now with the Irish Concerto.
Thank you.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. The mildness of beets balances the bite of the horseradish in this traditional Easter relish, which some connoisseurs refer to as the caviar of all relishes. This relish, called hryn in Ukrainian, the Ukrainian word for horseradish, is very popular with Ukrainians, and equally so throughout the Slavic world. It is central to both Christian Easter and the Jewish Passover tradition in Eastern and Central Europe. In Ashkenazi European Jewish cooking, beet horseradish is commonly served with gefilte fish. While you won't find it in many North American restaurants, chances are you will in a Jewish deli. Fresh horseradish is best for this recipe. If you don't have any growing in your backyard or know someone who does and is willing to share, look for it at your local supermarket or greengrocer. Be selective. If it is shriveled and hard, take a pass and make do with the bottled variety. Horseradish grows like a weed, literally. So if you like it and have trouble finding it, try growing some in a container on your balcony or patio. Meanwhile, for Easter beet and horseradish relish, you'll need 10 cups cooked beets, grated, 2 cups ground horseradish, 4 cups white vinegar, 4 cups sugar, 4 teaspoons salt. In a saucepan, combine the salt, vinegar, and sugar and bring to a boil. Cool and add to the beets and horseradish. Mix well. Taste and, if desired, adjust vinegar, sugar, or salt. It should be on the piquant side. Fill sterilized jars with the relish and refrigerate. It will keep well in the fridge for up to a week. It also freezes well. This recipe makes 14 cups. You can half or quarter it if you want less. But if you decide to reduce it, don't get carried away. It's addictive. Horseradish beet relish is a must for Easter dinner and great with leftovers. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
We'll be right back.
And that was the famous or infamous Ludwig, also known as Stepan Pasichnik, accordionist extraordinaire. That is from his CD Rokovina or Anniversaries. And of course, Ludwig is half Irish, half Ukrainian. So that is one of two Irish tunes on this CD that is in honor of his Irish side. And that song was The Fisherman's Hornpipe.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, the International Monetary Fund to visit Ukraine, and Ukraine tightens its controls on drugs imported into the country. I'm Keith Parent. The Reuters news agency has reported that the International Monetary Fund will visit Ukraine at the end of this month to resume talks with the Kiev government on a new $15 billion loan program. Kiev has been in negotiation with the fund since January on a deal to help service foreign debt repayments set to peak at around $9 billion this year. Money owned by Ukraine to the IMF itself accounts for about two-thirds of that sum. Ukraine to date has signed 7 loans deals with the IMF. But the last one, which was also for $15 billion, was suspended in early 2011, partway through when President Viktor Yanukovych refused to make Ukrainian households pay more for the real cost of gas it buys from Russia. Since March 1st, the Ukrainian government has introduced stricter controls on drugs imported from Germany, France, and other countries around the world. This is to bring it in line with international practice. But there are those within the health sector in Ukraine that are criticizing this move. We have this story from Alexandra Molokolop.
Ukraine has adopted a new law that blocks import of foreign manufactured medicines without a license. The registration of drugs in Ukraine used to be valid for a period of up to 5 years. From now on, however, the registration will be indefinite but more difficult to obtain. Officials say licensing regime is a generally accepted international standard.
Try to bring unlicensed medicine in the market within EU, for example, from Germany to Hungary. You will not be allowed to. We put forward one requirement. Our country should import drugs which are actually used in clinical practice for a price comparable with neighboring countries.
This is a positive initiative in general, experts say, as there are many low-quality products in the Ukrainian market. But at the same time, this may result in Ukraine's medicines market slipping into the shadows. According to the State Service on Medical Products, the counterfeited drugs rate in Ukraine is now between 2 and 2.5%.
There are more than 20,000 pharmacies in Ukraine, which is quite a lot. But we question the quality of healthcare products. The possible deficit of medicines and stopping of the medicament supply is a baseless speculation.
But market participants say the new procedure has turned out to be very sophisticated, time-consuming and bureaucratic. Ukraine's drug market reached $3.3 billion in 2012, with the share of imported producers amounted to 74%. Once this great deal of medicine is out of market, a lack of choice for consumers and the increase in prices may emerge. To go ahead of a potential shortage, Angelica has stocked up with pills.
I'm afraid that some of them may disappear after the 1st of March. Most of medicine are imported from Germany, from Ireland, Bulgaria, and India. Maybe they will rise in price or just disappear. I have a small child, and I'm afraid to stay without medicine, the most used and the most needed.
Ukrainian NGOs warn that patients with serious diseases such as cancer, hemophilia, tuberculosis, AIDS and diabetes, whose life in 97% of all cases depend on imported medicines, will be condemned to death. They say the government has yet to provide information or condition for the producers. Therefore, nobody dares to predict how many medicines will remain on the shelves of pharmacies on March the 1st. Some believe the new system has nothing to do with the quality control, but is aimed squarely at the monopolization of the pharmaceutical market, which is fully controlled by officials. People now say those who are treated abroad would never understand those who are trying to survive in Ukraine. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
And with that report from Alexander Molokolop, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll see you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Oh, the night that Mickey Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got alone and drank and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. Sat in the corner pouring out her grief. Nestor and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full of night that Mickey died. In the morning after emptying the jug, Ron rolls out the icebox lid to see for Mickey's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Shepherd couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two we argued it was nine. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full of night that Mickey died. On Main Street, outside the dance room, they all walked in at half past eight and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Find out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full of night that Mickey died. Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for me, Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place is full of night that Mickey died. Yeah, every drink in the place is full of night that Mickey died.
And that was an ode to another Ukrainian-Canadian departed icon. That story was about Mickey, that song and the story were about Mickey Shepherd, who is the other half of the duo Mickey and Bunny, very, very popular back in the 60s and 70s, in particular in central Canada. And that song was recorded by a group from Edmonton called UB from their CD, Homebrew. And interestingly, on the cover, or the inside cover, there's a photo of the group and somebody who's not technically a member of the group, but a contributor, perhaps in many ways, to many groups besides this group. And his name, of course, is Brian Cherwick, very prolific musician, formerly from Edmonton with the Cubasonics, now in St. John's, Newfoundland, and working with the community there, continuing his ethnographic work and musical work. And he's working with on a project now called the Republic of Garlic, and it is a fusion of Gaelic and Ukrainian music. So this is St. Patrick's Day. The sound again is very apropos to our St. Patrick's Day themes. So here he is now. He had put together a small video, and I'm not sure if it's on YouTube or if it's still just circulated among amongst friends, but I was fortunate to get a copy of it, and I grabbed the audio. It is a feature that he did based on a performance that they had done in a local pub, and it appears to be a teaser for much more that we'll be hearing from the Republic of Garlic in the future. But for now, this was recorded back in January, and here's Brian now to tell you a little bit about the Republic of Garlic.
St. John's, Newfoundland was treated to something it does not experience every day, as the Ship Pub rocked with the sounds of Ukrainian music in early January. The Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society's Folk Night Concert Series featured a program of Ukrainian and Celtic fusion entitled The Republic of Garlic. This show of Slavic soul mixed with Celtic fire combined traditional Ukrainian music with fiddle tunes from across Canada. Multi-instrumentalist Brian Chidovek led the festivities, joined by violin phenom Maria Chidovek. Rounding out the group were drummer Jacob Chidovek, guitarist extraordinaire Ian Hayes, and the legendary Darren Bobby Brown on electric bass. The show was a high-energy event interspersed with sublime moments where listeners were introduced to a variety of Ukrainian traditional instruments, including cymbale, sopilka, bandura, and pilenka. The group moved effortlessly between the jigs and reels familiar to Newfoundland audiences and tunes based on traditional Ukrainian dances, such as the kolomeika and arkan.
I fully endorse the Republic of Garlic. It's definitely one of the best things I've ever put on stage at the Ship, man. It was outrageous. Definitely one of the high points in the 7 years I've been doing it.
Folk Night is a weekly concert series presenting the best of acoustic folk music, featuring both local and touring artists. The Republic of Garlic is currently planning future performances, so watch for them. Experiencing this blend of jigs, reels, and kolomeikas is like alternating shots of vodka and screech.
Thanks very much.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Rushnechok is a Montreal Zabava band from the 1970s, and although they're not gigging and recording these days, or indeed have been for a few decades now, they're still together as friends and play together from time to time. They're currently in the process of digitizing their 5 albums and sending their music out into the world, the cyber world, where a new generation is discovering the joy that was Rushnechok when they were the younger generation. Rushnechok's success this second time around is no accident. These guys have talent, skills, and expertise in other areas besides music. Their drummer, Steve Andrusiak, revealed the professional background of the members of the group that explains how and why Rushnechok are once again capturing the hearts of the younger generation.
I have a communications background. I worked in television as a reporter. I lived in Edmonton for 6.5 years, and then in the Maritimes and Windsor, Ontario. I've been all over the country. Never, unfortunately, to the far west coast. I got as far as Alberta, but just loved it. And so I worked in television. So I have a production background. I know my way around radio and television. Jurkoštek is in marketing, but he works in the oil and gas industry, and is still going strong and travels far and wide. Ilhan was in marketing. He actually pop marketing for many years, and so we have that for sure, ideas and the willingness to take a few risks, you know, wisely taken. True.
So are you retired? Are you still working in TV in some capacity?
I'm freelance now and then, but mostly I work online. And I went from the CBC into academia. I was dean of a college for 5 years. And then I taught for 5 years at the University of Western Ontario, which is now called Western University. Media as well. Uh-huh. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm now the provincial head of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress in Ontario. So I do volunteer work.
Yeah.
And I also volunteer with TV Ontario, TVO, as one of their regional counselors.
Ah.
My first exposure to Vancouver was a SUSC Congress in 68, where I traveled the entire country. It was kind of the coming of age experience for me, and I've loved Vancouver ever since in the West Coast, and so it made it easier to move out west when I worked for CTV and then for the CBC, and to travel all over the country, to move to the Maritimes for almost a decade, where I worked as an executive producer for the CBC. This is a beautiful, beautiful country, and it's because you've seen some of it that you're comfortable with it, you can understand it. I'm from Quebec, born and raised there, you know, so it's a great time to be alive, you know, God willing, and to keep contributing. That's what I hope we can do. My wife, just this last Christmas, brought out the fact, she bemoaned the fact, she wanted to buy a cookbook for our daughter, and she wanted to pass along the Sibelius petition, the classic 1976 edition. She couldn't find it. And I thought to myself, we're kind of like the Sibelius petition, right?
Yeah.
Where I think there's an authenticity to the band. It is what it is. There's some creativity there, and it's solid, right? So, I don't know. I have a hard time explaining it myself, but we're very happy about it. And mm-hmm. and now that the songs are out digitally and the guys are all for it, then you know, we're trying to promote that. And I thought, well, what better way to promote it than to show our video, digitize it, shorten it, don't prolong the viewing, just give the essence of what was there, and it works really, really well. I've had some wonderful responses to it.
Yeah, it's great. Bill Schuch with YouTube is the first one. He said, "I just love when this stuff from the past comes out."
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys preserved it very well. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I've got a lot of it myself, old vinyl records. But, you know, there were no liner notes. There's no backgrounder. The people are dead or gone or hiding somewhere in one of the Gulf Islands here and don't want anything to do with the community. And there are no stories, but you guys kept your stories. You kept the continuity. And you're still around, and you can pick up an accordion or drums in your case and you know, belt out a number from back then. And just, so it's really great what you're doing. I think the community is going to appreciate it. It's a treasure because the music that you did is timeless. I mean, I play the stuff like that. I digitized a couple of your tunes from, I think, Yuri Chuchunik, which is a favorite of mine.
Mine too. Nobody does it like the Detroit Bandurista. I mean, it's kind of their song. And when we put it out, some people gasped, you know, how dare you? It's the anthem of the Bandurist. And we thought, oh, relax.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
No one will do it like them. We just did it our way.
Great to see the revival, the renaissance, and I think that, you know, the whole Ukrainian-Canadian community is pleased to have you guys still there. I mean, you're a great resource for young people.
Yeah, there's a traditional part of the music that, you know, we're certainly capable of keeping up, and maybe the contributions for the songs that were written by the guys in the group. I mean, on our first album of 13 songs, 3 were original, and on the second one, 2 were original. So there's that as well. And my belief is that we go forward by either translating songs into English or writing songs completely in English. And that's what I'm doing as well. I wrote a song for the 120th anniversary of Ukrainian settlement in Canada called Edna Star. And we performed it at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival with, Brian Cherwick. I played drums. Brian played cymbalit. Teresa Sikirka did backup vocals. Clarissa Klapushchak from Tuti Tam played the violin. And Christopher Dunham, an opera student from London here, sang it. Mm-hmm. And anyway, to make a long story short, we recorded the song before we went to the festival, and it's on iTunes as well.
My friend and I, we're all alone. His wife, my girl, they're both back home. A fertile land, a brand new start. We'll work so hard, so far apart. I pray each night, I love my girl. She'll follow me to this new world. We'll lift the rocks and plant our dreams. We'll grow our wheat, get off our knees. Sweet you are, our new land here, Ukraine so far. We left the steppes, Ukraine, to make our home in Canada. There's lots of wood, the forest so deep. Near Edna Star, we'll earn our keep. Our neighbors' farms are up the road. They'll need a hand, we'll share their load. Not all went well, internment aid, but time heals wounds, we'll integrate. With glowing hearts, let's sing our songs. We'll make new friends and right the wrongs. Sweet you are, our new land here, Ukraine so far. We left the steppes, Ukraine, to make our home in Canada. We paid our debts, we opened doors. We sacrificed, we fought in wars. No hilita, live many years. Let's nurture joy and banish fears. Know who you are and keep God's faith. Embrace new cultures, share debate. 12 decades passed, we bless the years. Shevchenko's children, pioneers. Oh, Edna Star, чимся на віки.
It's great talking to you, and keep up your good work, and we'll definitely be in touch because I want to follow Rushnichok. That's the kind of music I promote, and so we'll give more of it.
Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll be noticed on iTunes, and we can, you see, if that works, then the guys will be reinvigorated. Thanks so much.
And that was Stefan Andrusiak with Rushnichok, and as he mentioned, you can get their tunes on iTunes, and you can also find them on the internet. Just Google Rushnichok 1. And we hope to catch up with Stefan again on a future program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час дому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Як є згода в вашій хаті, то живеться вам, як у палаті. And our proverb of the week translates as harmony transforms any house into a palace. Well, our time is just about up for another program. So to wrap things up on our St. Patrick's Day theme program, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg. And while I couldn't find a shamrock polka, I did find one that's green, the Ivy Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks for listening. Until next time, do побачення.